The idea of legalizing marijuana in New Jersey is growing in support. Democrats, for example, in the State House in Trenton have proposed legislation which would allow marijuana use, as the substance would be taxed and regulated, much like alcohol and cigarettes are. Is this popularity a look at the full picture? Has the war on drugs failed and maybe left this as the only next step that's possible and realistic? Here to discuss this matter from one side of law enforcement that has quite a different view versus what you are probably assuming is a retired undercover narcotics agent, spent 6 years fighting the war on drugs in New Jersey, now part of an organization called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Fred Martins. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Thank you for being here today. It's leap.cc. Learn more about the work of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And as I mentioned, Fred, there's legislation, I think, the last two sessions. Some of the members of Democratic side of the Assembly has proposed legislation that would legalize marijuana, a Rutgers-Eagleton poll, public support. I always say that what's important in polls are the trends, not just the current numbers. And the trend has been showing that the idea of legalizing what's called recreational marijuana use in New Jersey is on the rise now, 58%. That's the highest it's ever been. As far as marijuana and law enforcement, is it a burdensome part of law enforcement? Because by and large, marijuana users are nonviolent. It's against the law, obviously. But if that was made legal, would that free up law enforcement to a greater benefit? And is that putting people who are using marijuana at any risk? Because some would argue law enforcement is there to stop someone before they become a hardcore addict.
Well, Chris, I think it's like anything, okay? First of all, marijuana is basically de facto legalized already in the state. I can go back to 1971. I was buying marijuana in parking lots throughout the state. Kids couldn't get alcohol. I could buy marijuana in the parking lot. So to be honest with you, it's been de facto legalized anyway in the state. The only problem is if someone got caught with it, they had the criminal record, and that's the real issue. Do we want to give kids criminal records for using marijuana, particularly when presidents have used marijuana and a whole host of a number of people have used it and not been prosecuted for it? So in a sense, what you got is selective enforcement of the law, and it's quite selective who gets arrested and who doesn't for marijuana possession.
Some people make the analogy, too, that since alcohol and tobacco are illegally sold, they're taxed, they're revenue generators, pure and simple, and yet people enjoy them, although cigarette smoking, fortunately, is coming down to historic lows. The difference between alcohol and marijuana is, by and large, vast majority of people who drink alcohol might go from 40 proof to 80 proof, and there's a point where you either pass out or unfortunately die if you're an abuser of alcohol. Where marijuana, to some, and studies from the CDC, Health and Human Services, marijuana becomes passe and mundane and non-effective to a point where some people say, well, the marijuana user today is going to be the opium user and part of that epidemic tomorrow.
That's actually been disproven by the evidence. The notion that marijuana is a gateway drug to other drugs is a bit fallacious. Now, but let me suggest that because you're part of a subculture which has been defined as a criminal subculture, sure, you're going to possibly get involved with other drugs because of the criminality of the substance, not necessarily because of the substance. I like to use this argument. Every marijuana user began drinking milk. Is milk a gateway drug to marijuana?
No, valid point there as well. We're talking with Fred Martins, who is representative of the organization LEAP, which is a collection of 150,000 members of law enforcement of various degrees who are in favor of the legalization of marijuana. LEAP.cc is where you learn more about their work. It's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the full name, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas.
Chris, if I could just make one point. When
sure.
You say in favor of the legalization, what I'm in favor of is taking it out of the criminal justice system. I don't care how you want to do that, okay? If it's through legalization, okay. But there's other ways to take it out of the criminal justice system. That's where the problem lies, in my opinion.
Was that one of the ideas that Governor Christie has been floating, where instead of incarceration for nonviolent drug abusers, to boost up state funding of treatment and rehab programs.
I totally agree. I think the governor's right on target with his proposal to do that. I think that that's the whole point. Let's get it out of the criminal justice system. That's the real issue. I don't care how we do it, whether it's through legalization or some other means, but let's not be putting people in prison over possession of marijuana or distribution of marijuana.
With the idea, too, as far as, you know, I mentioned the legislation going through the state house where it would tax it, it would regulate it, and it would make it a commercial product, much like a pack of cigarettes would be. We know what the cost is of taxing. We know how creative the black market could be. I mean, you can go from everything from, well, cigarettes to knockoff handbags. Would legalization stop illegal production if illegal would still be cheaper for the consumer?
Well, yeah, I would agree. Here's my problem with taxation, and I'm not suggesting it shouldn't be taxed, but the problem is governments start getting greedy and they keep upping the tax on it, and then you find out that you create another illegal market of, you know, illegal cigarettes being imported. So, I mean, you got to be careful of making the argument that we're going to do it for tax purposes. That's really not the true reason to legalize marijuana. The true reason is let's get it out of the criminal justice system, because you can have the same problem arise like we do with the untaxed cigarettes that get brought up from the South and sold up here. It's the same. You could have the same problem occur with marijuana.
I mean, in a perfect world, much like they always say, the lottery revenue is supposed to be funding education and senior programs. If you want to make marijuana a commercial product, dedicate whatever tax revenue is raised to fund those rehab organizations that we talked about.
Rehab organizations, and I'll go one step further, and prevention programs, because whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, caffeine, you name it, any one of those particular drugs, yeah, they can all become addictive. The key is let's try to prevent as many people as we can from engaging in behavior that may be injurious to their health. So I have no problem with funding rehab programs, but I also believe we should fund proven prevention programs as well.
Well, that could be something as simple, only because I know people who run organizations that go to, or they initially started to go to high schools to do drug awareness and drug abuse programs.
Right.
They're now using those same programs to talk to fifth and sixth graders. That's how widespread much earlier use or the risk of use has become. You know, for example, if you wanted to prevent teens or underage people from getting a hold of marijuana legally or illegally, because, adults can still buy a keg of beer to give to a bunch of high school teens for a party, why not institute a law where it says, okay, you get snagged smoking marijuana and you're underage, you know, the driver's license you're going to get at 17, you're now not going to get it till you're 19.
Exactly. I agree with you totally. We don't have to put them in prison. This is, don't let them drive till they're 19. I agree with that totally.
Well, it does become an interesting discussion because, as we talked about, and you've heard talk about for you listening, how people are promoting the idea of legalizing marijuana, or as law enforcement against prohibition is trying to get the point across, at least declog the criminal justice system with the nonviolent drug users. It's always talked about as a financial benefit, where you have to look at the health risks and how to prevent those health risks from increasing through a greater accessibility to something where, if misused, can indeed take you down a wrong path, because not everyone has willpower, strength, or a sense of themselves, of what they should or should not be doing. And some of the ideas that Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is presenting, I think, are a lot more sensible than just the ledger sheet and the dollar and cents that many on the left in politics are promoting as far as legalization of marijuana. Learn more about the work of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's leap.cc. Of course, we have a link over to our website. And we've been joined this morning by one of the veterans of the narcotics war, retired narcotics agent, spent 6 years trying to battle the war on drugs in New Jersey. He's now part of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Fred Martins. Fred, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity.